This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States for the latest from the markets. Good afternoon from London. Nick, good morning to you.
Good to be back with you again, and happy New Year's to maybe people who didn't hear the first episode. I know it can be a slow start as we get into a new trading year.
And Friday has started with a bang with the latest non-farm payroll numbers, the U.S. jobs report. And the big news is that there are fewer jobs than expected, but unemployment has dropped.
That's right. And it's actually kind of a flip from 1 month prior's data, where basically we had the jobs report come in strong, but the unemployment rate ticked higher. This case, we have the opposite. So 4.4% unemployment rate, I think, actually kind of takes the precedence. And I'll explain as to why. So just to go through the numbers really quick, we had a non-farm employment change number that came in at 50,000 jobs compared to the forecasted 66,000. They also revised the previous number from 64,000 down to 56. So a little bit of softness in terms of the non-farm employment change statistic that was reported for the month of December. However, if we take a look at unemployment rate, things actually improved here, going from 4.6%, which was the previous number, to now dropping down to 4.4%. This was actually both obviously a drop from the previous number, but also lower than what economists had forecasted, which was 4.5%. So that's a positive surprise to the labor market. So we had better unemployment rate, not so hot non-farm employment change. But I would issue that a lot of people have been worried that the non-farm employment change, the month-over-month number, would actually drop into zero or negative territory. And we just haven't seen that. So to the credit of the U.S. market, we haven't seen significant layoffs or job losses, at least showing up for now. And with unemployment going back down to 4.4%, what this seems to be doing in markets land is we have the dollar index continuing to firm up against other currencies, trading at 99 here. That is coming off of its low here as of Christmas Eve. We were trading dollar index down as low as 97.75, give or take. So we've had a little bit of a bounce in the US dollar. We also see yields higher today by a very modest amount at the time of recording this. But I think that what this generally signals is the 10-year yield continues to stay flat over the last many months, right? I'm going back as far as September and then even before that, April of 2025, we really have not moved very far in the 10-year yield, despite the Fed continuing to signal a bit more of an easing stance. What I think the reason for this is that the Fed is doing something interesting, which is they are cutting interest rates and then they're kind of pausing and waiting. So they're being data dependent. And what the data has been maybe suggesting is that, yes, the labor market is cool, but we still have some decently strong growth metrics in the United States. We know GDP growth in the US has been very strong. We actually had a services PMI number this week that was strong. So there's some growth metrics and a lot of the stimulative spending going on from the AI, world, the data center build out is actually pretty tangible. I mean, those are huge money amounts being thrown around to build this stuff. And it's, of course, ricocheting into many different sectors and industries. Think about construction requirements to build data centers and electricity grid. There's so much kind of stimulus from that activity. And so maybe, that in combination with inflation remaining still above the Fed's target and jobs data still 4.4%, that's not too shabby over the longer term stretch of things. Yields remain pretty static here around 4.175% for the 10-year yield. And to many people's surprise, a lot of people had thought that, the Fed would start to cut interest rates. And typically, you do see the yields kind of come down with that. But in this case, we have this weird scenario where you have strong growth and at the same time, a weak jobs market. And many people speculate, it's an interesting scenario. Many people speculate that it's, of course, the AI side of things that may also be kind of cannibalizing in the labor market, right? As people may choose not to hire as many people and may not need to hire as aggressively to still achieve that efficiency and growth and the output that we are seeing at the economy level. It's a really interesting time because what kind of implications does that have longer term? Because obviously people still need jobs and the economy is built around a consumer that has money to spend. If people aren't getting hired, you know, there are some serious longer term questions that I think at some point maybe the Fed will be forced to acknowledge. If AI does actually lead to a very stagnant labor market over a longer stretch of time, what kind of implications could that have on markets? That's definitely a question for the future. Anyways, going back to the original concept of today's NFP report, I would say that it continues to sort of suggest that the jobs market is cooling. It's not in a dire straits, obviously, with that 4.4% unemployment rate, but hiring at just 50,000 jobs is not particularly aggressive in terms of a very expanding labor market. So very much kind of a quiet labor market, not crashing, not amazing, just kind of quiet.
How have markets reacted to that news? The dollar would be interesting to hear about, and also the impact possibly on any future decision from the Fed regarding rates.
Yeah, so overall, the S&P 500 here today, very much mixed. You're pretty much flat on the day. NASDAQ, pretty much the same thing. Dow Jones, same thing. It's a very boring response, I would say, from the stock market, at least for now. We haven't really moved in either direction too decidedly. Then you also asked about the dollar index. Dollar index up today about 0.21%. And that's continuing that streak that we mentioned earlier, where we've been kind of on the rise and a nice little bump up here for the dollar here today. Precious metals remain elevated, though. We have silver at 78.55 and gold at 44.88. So you do have some pretty strong, resilient charts when it comes to the precious metals for now. And then another market that's been in focus here recently has been oil. Oil breaking out to a couple weeks high. At the time of recording this, you have U.S. oil around $59 a barrel. Now, still, you know, well off of its, you know, multi-year highs, but as far down as 55 almost the other day, or I should say December, shows a little bit of rebound here in oil price this morning. So we'll see how that all shakes up. But generally speaking, you also asked about rates. I mentioned earlier that yields are a little bit more firm here this morning, not dramatically so in response to this. But let's take a look at the Fed Watch tool. And we talk about the January 28th meeting, pretty much all set that we are not going to get a rate cut in January. I'm going to take a look at March 18th, the next meeting. Seems like there is a 30% chance that you could get a rate cut in March and about a 70% chance, let's call it, that you are going to see rates continue to be held in the March meeting. And then if we take a look at April, about 40%, let's call it 38 to 40% that you see your first cut. And then once we get out to June and July, that's where things get more likely that you're going to see your first cut for this year, right? So obviously we had the cut previously, but then going out into July, you have a very solid likelihood that you will see one, two, maybe even two cuts by end of year. So that seems to be consensus is one to two cuts, maybe three, depending on what the labor market does between now and then.
Okay, so that's the latest in the markets for today. Nick, what about the week to come? What are the highlights we should look out for over the next few days?
Sure. So next week, we don't have too much on Monday. Taking a look at Tuesday, though, we have the big one, and this is the CPI report. CPI year over year comes out Tuesday, January 13th. That's going to be at that 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, standard usual U.S. reporting time for that. Then we also have PPI the following day. That's, of course, the producer price index and retail sales on Wednesday. On Thursday, you have UK GDP statistics, which I am very interested to see how the UK economy has been doing over on that side of things. On Friday, that is going to be a pretty quiet day as well. So a couple statistics coming out, US data heavy, and of course, also a little bit from the UK as well.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Sean, and you too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.